Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Harold Newman, the CEO of Ainsworth Game Technology, on how his company is progressing in the Americas, particularly in the field of historic horse racing games. Today's podcast is sponsored by IGT, where the cat is out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Links wins gold and is named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink.
Some people can be bad. Things they do.
Industry veteran Harold Newman was named Chief Executive Officer at Ainsworth Game Technology in September 2021, following a five-year tenure in the same position at Novomatic, Ainsworth's majority shareholder. Since his appointment, Newman has been focused on growing the North America and Latin American markets, and the company's historic HHR revolution has been a big part of their growth. Newman spoke with GGB editor Frank Legato at the Ainsworth booth at the G2E trade show in October.
There should be sunshine after rain.
Welcome to the GGB podcast. I'm Frank Legato. We're here at G2E 2022, and our guest today is Harold Newman, who is Chief Executive Officer of Ainsworth Game Technology. Thank you for being with us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, let's start with just some of the results. Your earnings for fiscal 2022 were up by 38%. Net income up to $11.8 million. What were the most critical ingredients in these results?
I think the most critical was that the world recovered from COVID. That was the most important one. And of course, our U.S. business has contributed more than 50% to our success. And LATAM has recovered, Australia is becoming better and better. So in total, the recovering from COVID and of course our HHR business in the US, which also contributed a lot to our profitability and revenue increase.
As you said, North America accounted for half of your revenue, but Latin America also grew large with a 185% jump in revenues. How important are the Americas for Ainsworth, and what do you do to maintain growth in these markets?
So we have defined three key markets for us. Number one, US. Number two, LATAM. And number three, Australia. So you can see US and LATAM are the first two races. And this is the US is the biggest market by far in the casino area. We are quite successful already in the high denomination area, and we want to increase our installed bases in the low denom area. And of course, HHR should increase. LATAM is important for us, even though you always have in LATAM some challenges like Mexico, tax increase, smoking ban. But nevertheless, these markets are very important.
Let's turn to your R&D efforts. 16% of your revenue poured back into development. How has your commitment to R&D expanded and improved your product roadmap?
So when I joined the company, this was my priority number one, because the company will only survive if we are providing the right games to our clients. We hired a new CTO, David Paulson. We have two new studio heads in Vegas and in Australia, as in Sydney. We could hire two gaming veterans, and all of them are already contributing to our success, and we are showing three games here, especially Treasure Spirit, Ultra Shot, and Cash Stack Gold, which are already showing in which direction Ainsworth is going.
Mm-hmm. David Paulson, industry veteran. You've got new game development talent this year, as well as third-party contributions. How have you expanded the styles of games in your roadmap because of the veteran talent?
As I mentioned already, so we are well known as a high denom company, but this is only 20% of the market, and my intention is that Ainsworth becomes an important player also in the low denom market, which we are currently putting a lot of effort on it. And once again, the three games which I mentioned should demonstrate our ability that we also can develop games in low denomination and multi-denom area. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, how have the initial numbers looked for the lower denom products that you've put out to the market?
Sorry, I couldn't understand.
What have been the initial results back from the low denom editions?
So we have already launched this. The games I mentioned in Sydney, and they are showing quite good results in the Star Casino in Sydney. We have the experience that there's a high probability that games which are successful in Australia are also successful in the US. We are launching currently these three games here, and after the first day we really got a quite positive feedback about the performance of our games. So I believe we are going in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
The cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold, named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. A top game performance since being released, Prosperity Link features the player favorite lock and respin bonus and the exciting free games bonus with either scatter or multiplier wilds. Prosperity Link will drive players to your floor with its popular game mechanics. Grab this exciting game while it's hot. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink.
And of course, we have to talk about historical horse racing, where you dominated this space, active in six states, more pending. How have you balanced the mix of Ainsworth titles into your product, your system product, which also has partner suppliers providing variety on the HHR floor?
I don't. As you mentioned, HHIs became not only for Ainsworth an important part of the business. It's more or less, it's a new game style in the US, which is really performing, and we will increase our installed base. And we recently announced an agreement for expansion to Kentucky Town, as a game and system expansion. And our improved performance in game development, of course, will also have an impact on our HHR games. So everything is connecting together. Yeah? So you're not developing a game just for HHR, just for Class 3. So this is somehow connecting. We are using the features for both mm-hmm.
and of course,
markets.
Of course, you were in on the ground floor with the system, having worked with Churchill Downs on that
exactly.
System.
So this also brings revenue stream, because we're connecting games from Aristocrat, IGT, Konami, and so on to our system, which generates also revenue profitability.
Now, are we going to see simultaneous game launches in HHR as well as VLT, digital, the various channels?
So we have it already. So Lucky Star and Quick Spin is in all markets available. We will continue to develop, but nevertheless, there will be always some kind of specific development for Class 3, for Class 2, and for HHR. But I think also games which are available on all platforms. So.
Mm-hmm. Is there any effort to develop games first for HHR?
No, not really. I think we are
sort of simultaneous.
It's simultaneous, and then we are looking, depending what we are developing, in which platform or in which market we are launching this product.
As well as digital, you're growing in digital. As
digital
well.
Is growing. We have this agreement with GAN for the US. We are recently entered Canada. We are increasing our real money game in LATAM, and I recently approved additional acquisition in the online space, mainly in the development, as an online game development area.
Where do you see your product roadmap going in the near future? What's Ainsworth going to look like in 5 years?
That's my objective. Yeah, when I joined the company was well known in the high denom area. The company made an incredible, and this is what I'm really proud on, and what shows me that what Ainsworth is able to do with HHR, because we really outperformed the market, all our big competitors. And I'm quite confident that with that kind, with the people we have and with the staff we have, that we can be also successful in the low denom area. And this is my objective, because you can only increase revenue in US when you are successful in the low denom area. And this is my objective. And this year should show to our customers that ASUS has made a step forward, but the G2E23 should show a completely different company. We will show new cabinets, new games. So
you're already planning for the G2E2024, aren't you?
Yes. No, that's, by the way, that's really the case. We have a very clear plan till end of 24. Mm-hmm. And we will follow this, and I hope that we will show the right games to our customers.
What about 2023? What are your greatest priorities, your greatest opportunities?
In 2023, I would say we have now the right people. Also, this was important for me, because everything is depending on people in our business. We have now the right people in the right place, and now we will concentrate on developing the right games for our people. And of course, we have, I think, after COVID, the employment stuff is a new challenge for us, yeah, because we were talking about working from home, more flexibility. We also have to answer that questions to our employees. So there are a lot of activities, but I'm quite confident that everything will go in the right direction.
Harold Newman, thank you for being with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
And all the rest is by the way.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, where the cat's out of the bag. IGT's Prosperity Link wins gold and is named the best slot product by GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards. Get this top performer on your floor. Learn more at igt.com/prosperitylink. To learn more about Ainsworth and its leadership position in the HHR games, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.